If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, this is Kenny's favorite subject in the world. Food, Super Bowl, hot dog roller edition. Music, David.
Roberts, and I get the ridiculous music this time. It's not just for David. The ridiculous music goes to me.
Go ahead. All right, this is the only thing people care about with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it has to be. So what I'm looking at here is a list from Fox. Best appetizers, desserts, snacks, recipes for the Super Bowl. Let's get them out of the way really quick. Okay. The first couple, pizza, wings, chips and dip, obviously at the
all
top
right
of the list.
Goes without
those
saying
are the standard, right?
Well, let me say this. I think the chips and dip is very 1980s. No one's there for it. Plus, think about it. All you're asking for is chip shrapnel to go all over your carpet.
And this is where you turn into the Saban bed and breakfast is where you...
There's a beautiful barbecue outside. Don't use it.
Don't touch that.
No, but okay, example. A lot of people who can't cook, they make seven-layer dip for a Super Bowl. What's the point? You can't dip anything. It's a chip, chip destroyer.
Yeah, I've never understood that.
Here's a dip.
Can't we just leave it at one layer?
And no chip has the structural integrity to survive the dip.
Right. And for you, Mike, in order to make the dip, you may have to break out the crock pot.
Another West Michigan milk drinking crock pot garbage.
And I was going to ask you, is there a dip that you're partial to at all that's acceptable for Mike Valenti?
It's not even accepted. There's one nostalgic one, and it's because of my father. It's I know it's pathetic. Classic French onion dip. You know, the stuff you get at the supermarket?
Yeah.
Little chips and dip. Pickies, as my dad calls them. It's a pickies.
Yeah, no. The seven-layer dip is just, right, you said there's no chip built for a seven-layer dip.
They have an engineered one that can survive
At that point, you just have to, like, overcook French bread, and that's the only thing that can survive it.
let's move on to some appetizers here, because that's where we begin. Jalapeno poppers, mozzarella sticks. Either of these move the needle for you guys? David is whispering and clapping in my left ear.
Okay, well, David, if you have a comment, you're going to have to type, do the AI generate a comment. I'll go to Rico first. David can't talk, people. He lost his voice. But he's a trooper, and he's here today. But he's got to sing Sunday at Corinthians Fest. It's the pre-party for the Super Bowl at Greater Life. Right. Your take first, then we'll go to AI David.
Both have to be hot, but...
Great call.
Right, because once either goes cold, they're just garbage, and you just feed them to the dog. But I'm very partial to jalapeno poppers, but not too many people can make them correctly.
Also fair. They're great on the smoker. David, you were clapping. You're not ready yet. Here's what I'll say. Why do you need mozzarella sticks if you already have pizza? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are we doing? You just don't need both. And given the choice, you'll always choose pizza. And I'm with Rico. Those things are good for roughly 38 seconds. And then it's just coagulated, disgusting. No. Like, Kenny's the type of guy that eats cold mod sticks.
I'll heat them up in the air fryer because the air fryer brings everything back to life.
But David, your comment.
David's having some trouble with his AI technology is failing us as we speak. But mozzarella sticks are just a vehicle for ranch. That's always what I felt about them.
But jalapeno poppers on the smoker,
elite.
They're unbelievable. Elite. The problem, Mother Nature does not want to cooperate, and I'm not doing that in 27-degree weather.
And you really just need to know what you're doing.
Yes.
It's like mac and cheese. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, just go ahead and sit it
and
out.
And that brings us to our next one.
And just bring a bag of chips.
Mac and cheese was literally next on my list. Thank you.
No, absolutely not. Has no place on a Super Bowl menu.
Really?
It makes no sense. Mac and cheese is a side dish to, like, turkey
for like
Thanksgiving.
And I know you hate turkey.
But I do.
But real food. Like, if it was dinner, if you made a prime rib and there was some mac and cheese there, okay, fine, great. But mac and cheese standing on its own, there's a love affair we have in this country of mac and cheese that I don't know where it came from. But people, like, flip out, like, guys, it's just simply cheese and macaroni.
I really don't like it. There, I said it. I really don't like it. I think it's completely overrated. I'm with Rico on this.
It's not overrated. It's just I don't understand the love affair. We've taken it from a nice side dish.
Would you serve it at a Super Bowl party?
No.
No.
I would more have to do the 7-layer dip before I did mac and cheese.
Once again, no, it's structural integrity. There's just no chip can survive it.
Overcooked French bread, and it can make it to the bottom.
Great. Great.
I'm not averse to any of them. Have you ever had like the Tostito, like the scoops? That'll work.
They can't survive.
Okay, they will survive.
Okay, here's the other thing.
Plus, I don't want to stand over a dip. I just want to sit and watch the game. Dips require you to sit.
No. Here's why 7-layer dips should be outlawed and banned.
Let's hear it.
Kind of how you... Let's say you have the scoops, the Tostito scoops.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have to, how can I put this without turning into a drop?
Oh, don't be afraid. Just go ahead.
Oh, no. It's, in order to get to the bottom of the dip,
yeah,
there's a long way to go, and I don't want,
Rico, I don't like how you're gesturing right now. Let's move on.
Yeah.
No, describe it again, please.
In order to get to the bottom, you.
In order to get to the bottom of the dip, you're.
Okay, all right. What are we doing? Come on.
David lost his AI power, so he's now asked to be a drop.
How did you break your AI voice translator?
I think it was one of those things where you have to start paying for it.
I was about to say, you get the first
just go into the general fund. Look what your uncle did on his birthday. This is way more virtuous. All right.
You're killing him.
He can't respond. This is the greatest day ever.
He's going down. It's a lot more quiet back here. Let's leave the American section and go. There's a combo of taquitos, tacos, quesadillas. Any of those strike your interest on a menu for the Super Bowl?
Quesadillas only. Handheld, easy to make, tasty, and you can sit. Tacos, forget about it. You may as well put roll a hand grenade into a bedroom. There's beef flying everywhere. I mean, come on. No, and queso, once again, it's more crockpot cuisine. No, you can't put it on a plate. And you,
don't you stop doing that, Rico. You got to stop
out.
With the hand gesture.
I'm out on all of it.
Yeah, the queso is easier. Taco just means it is going to be crumbs. It's going to be the cleanup.
Meat shrapnel.
Right. The cleanup afterwards is just... Yeah.
Look, you got to learn
taco
a lesson.
Taco is not made for a Super Bowl.
People are pigs. Don't empower them.
Because the second you bite into it, it goes everywhere.
All right, next on the list, let's do meatballs with toothpicks. Huh?
Yeah, I can live with that.
A little meatball action.
I can live with it. And I know it's a very Midwestern thing. Everybody out here has got a mini meatball recipe.
Really?
Yeah, Lord knows none of these people can make a real meatball. But like the mini meatball thing, everyone's got a recipe. Everybody's aunt who can't cook shows up with a crock pot of meatballs and jelly or something.
And I got a great recipe from Casqueo.
You know what I'm talking about. Wow. No, hold on. You know this. It's like everyone's got some. They put the meatballs and they combine them with like jelly and stuff. You've seen this. This is what people in this state do.
No.
I'm not wrong.
I refuse to acknowledge it.
Okay, well, it's your state.
You know what? No.
It's not my fault people from Portage can't cook.
Just like you opted out earlier in the show.
You refuse to accept people
I'm not
do
accepting.
That?
I don't live in this reality.
I don't want to either.
Meatballs do not belong with jelly.
I'm just telling you what people do.
All right, I got two more things here.
Do you do meatballs and jelly?
No.
It's not just that, but it's like people. I've seen this.
David, you do.
I've seen it at functions. I'm telling you, this is a thing.
David, you did tell me you did. Tell me I'm wrong.
He can't talk.
I can't hear you. Tell me I'm wrong, David. You said you enjoy meatballs and jelly.
All right, let's rattle off the last three here. We got pigs in a blanket, loaded potato skins, sliders.
Yeah, yes to all three. Pigs in a blanket are a classic on Super Bowl Sunday. Back when I was 10, that was something my parents used to make when the Giants were good. My mom would make them homemade. Yes to those. Potato skins are awesome if they're done right. I'm with Rico. What was the other one? Sliders?
Sliders.
Yes.
Sliders, yeah. Potato skins.
You can sit down and eat them. Yes. Kenny has this whole list where everyone has to stand like cattle. No.
Especially with the 7-layer dip.
Is my hot dog roller an item that would be welcome at a Super Bowl party? You can feed a bunch of people all at once. It's hot dogs. It's pretty universally liked besides
you. You know what, Kenny? Sure. I don't even care.
All right.
Anymore.
I don't even care anymore. What's that?
How many hot dogs can you cook at once?
A whole pack.
Wow. So eight people
can
be served.
Can be eaten.
What do you think? You got a commercial hot dog?
I didn't get
roller?
Like a 7-Eleven grade.
Kenny, you're not a vendor at Dodger Stadium, all right?
No, but so after 20 minutes, eight people can have a hot dog.
It's not the only thing at the party, Rico. There's plenty of other things. And like Mike said, you can sit to eat it. That's your Super Bowl food menu blitz.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.